Kale pie guy. What a mess. This is an exclamation expressing surprise and annoyance at a situation that is disordered or chaotic. Kale is the feminine singular form of the interrogative adjective kale, which means what, and is used here to emphasize the noun that follows. Pangai is a noun meaning mess, chaos, or disorder. It is used to describe a situation that is disorganized and difficult to manage. Dommage. That's too bad. Breakdown. Dommage is an interjection expressing regret or disappointment. It literally means damage, but is used figuratively to convey the feeling of something being unfortunate. Is an exclamation mark indicating emphasis and a strong emotional response. Quel malheur. What a misfortune. The sentence is a simple exclamation expressing sadness or dismay. Quel. This is an interrogative adjective meaning what or which, but is used here as an exclamatory adjective, emphasizing the degree of misfortune. Malheur. This is a noun meaning misfortune or bad luck. This is an exclamation mark, indicating that the sentence is an exclamation. Quelle équipe. What a team. This is an exclamation of surprise and admiration. Quelle is the feminine singular form of the interrogative adjective. Quelle. Meaning, what, or, which. It modifies the noun. Équipe. Meaning, team. Équipe is a feminine noun, so the adjective. Quelle agrees with it in gender. Équipe is followed by an exclamation mark, indicating the sentence is an exclamation. Qu'est-ce que l'art? What is art? This sentence is a question using the interrogative pronoun. Qu'est-ce que? Followed by the noun. L'art. Qu'est-ce que? Is a contraction of. Qu'est-ce que? Meaning, what is it that? L'art is the noun, art, and in this sentence is the direct object of the verb. Is. In English, the sentence would more naturally be, what is art? Quoi de neuf? What's up? This is a very casual and informal way to ask, what's new? In French. It literally translates to, what of new? The word quoi means what, and neuf means new. It is a common way to start a conversation with someone you know well. Qu'est-ce? What was that? This is a simple question in the passé composé, past perfect tense, asking about something that happened in the past. Breakdown. Colon, this is a contraction of the interrogative pronoun. Que. What, and the verb. Is. It is used to introduce a question in the passé composé tense. Et. Colon, this is the verb. Et. To be conjugated in the passé composé tense, in the third person singular. The ending indicates the subject is an indirect object, and refers to something already mentioned or understood in context. Key concepts. Passé composé. Colon, a compound tense in French used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, or être, to be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Interrogative pronoun, a word used to ask a question, in this case. Ker. What? Indirect object, the thing or person that is affected by the action of the verb, but is not directly receiving the action. In this case, the ending indicates the subject is an indirect object, and refers to something already mentioned or understood in context. Qu'est-ce que c'était? What was it? This sentence is asking about the identity of something in the past. Let's break down the grammar. Is a contraction of que, that, and is the third person singular form of the verb et, to be, in the imperfect tense. Se is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this or that, and refers to something already mentioned or understood. Était is the imperfect tense of the verb et, to be. The sentence structure is as follows. Qu'est-ce que? What is it that? This is the interrogative phrase introducing the question. C'était. It was, this is the predicate, telling us about the subject, which is implied, but not stated. Réveille-toi. Wake up. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. The verb réveille means wake up, and it is conjugated in the imperative mood for the tu. You form the toi. At the end is a reflexive pronoun, which means yourself. So the full translation is literally wake yourself up. De quoi s'agissait-il? What was it about? This sentence uses the impersonal pronoun il, which translates to it in English. In this context, il refers to something that has already been mentioned in the conversation or is understood. The verb s'agissait is the imperfect tense of the verb s'agir, which means to be about. This tense is used to describe an action or state that was in progress in the past. De quoi is a prepositional phrase that functions as the object of the verb s'agissait. De is a preposition meaning of or about, and quoi is an interrogative pronoun meaning what. So the sentence translates literally to, of what was it in the process of being? However, this is not an idiomatic translation. The most natural translation is, what was it about? Qu'y avait-il? What was there? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun. What, and the imperfect tos of the verb avoir, to have, the imperfect tos in French is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. It translates to, what was there? Que ferais-je? What would I do? This is an interrogative sentence in the conditional mood, meaning it expresses a hypothetical situation. Que means what, and is the subject of the sentence. Ferai is the conditional form of the verb faire, to do, conjugated in the first person singular. Je means I, and is the pronoun that follows the verb in a standard French sentence structure. Is the question mark, indicating an interrogative sentence. The conditional mood is used to express a hypothetical situation or a hypothetical action. In this case, the sentence is asking what the speaker would do in a hypothetical situation. Qu'est-ce que l'amour? What is love? This sentence is an interrogative sentence. Qu'est-ce que is a contraction of qu'est-ce que, which literally translates as, what is it not? L'amour is the masculine singular noun for love. Elle is a definite article, and is a contraction of le, and indicates masculine singular. Qu'est-ce que is used in French to ask a question about the subject of the sentence. Qu'est-ce que is the formal way of saying what is. The word order is a bit different from English, as the question word qu'est-ce que comes first. Quel amour? What is love? This sentence is a question using the interrogative pronoun what, followed by the verb is, and the noun l'amour. Love. The word order is slightly different from English, with the verb coming before the noun. Qu'est-ce que ça? What is that? This is a simple question used to ask for identification of an object. Qu'est-ce que is a contraction of qu'est-ce que, which means, what is it not? C'est is a contraction of c'est, which means, it is. Ça refers to the object being asked about. It is a contraction of cela, which means, that. Qu'est-ce? What is this? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun qu'est-ce, which literally means, what is it? The is a contraction of que and and is used when asking a question about a noun, object, or person. The word ce refers to something that is already known or understood, similar to the English it. Qu'est-ce là? What is that? This is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun qu'est-ce, which means, what, and the pronoun ce, which means, that. Qu'est-ce is a contraction of qu'est-ce. In this case, ce is used as a pronoun, and refers to something already known. Qu'est-ce cela? What is that? This sentence is a simple question that uses the interrogative pronoun which means, what, and the pronoun cela, which means, that. The is a contraction of que and the is the third person singular form of the verb être. To be. The sentence is grammatically correct, and follows the standard word order for French questions. Interrogative pronoun plus verb plus subject. Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is this? The sentence consists of the following. Qu is the contraction of que, that, and is. S is a form of the verb être, to be, in the third person singular. Que is a relative pronoun that means, that, or, what. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and is. Therefore, qu'est-ce que c'est literally means, what is that, which is this? The que is used as an interrogative pronoun here, so it translates to, what is this? Note that in spoken French, the que is often omitted, resulting in Kesse. Réveillez-vous. Wake up. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Réveillez is the imperative form of the verb. Réveillez. To wake up. The imperative is used to give orders or instructions. In this case, it is in the vous form, meaning it is addressed to you. Vous is the formal you in French, but in this context, it could be used informally as well. Vous is the ending of the verb in the imperative form, and it changes based on the pronoun. Finally, the exclamation point at the end of the sentence emphasizes the command. C'est quoi? What is it? This is a very common French phrase, and it's a great example of how simple French grammar can be. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and is. Quoi means what. So, the phrase literally translates to, this is what. In English, we would usually ask, what is this? C'est quoi ça? What is that? The sentence structure is simple. C'est is a contraction of c'est. This is. It acts as the subject-verb combination. Quoi is a pronoun meaning what. It functions as the object of the verb to be. Ça is a pronoun meaning that. It is the object of the pronoun. Quoi. This sentence uses an interrogative pronoun. Quoi to ask a question about the identity of something. It can be used for both concrete and abstract things. Où est-il? Where is he? This sentence is a simple question using the interrogative word. Où? Where, followed by the verb. Être. To be, in the third person singular form. Est. And the pronoun. Il. He. The sentence structure is simple, and follows the typical order of interrogative sentences in French. Interrogative word, verb, subject. Où est-il? Where is he? This sentence is asking for the location of a male individual. Où means where, and acts as an interrogative adverb. It indicates the question is seeking the location of something. Est is the third person singular form of the verb. Être. To be. It is conjugated in the present tense. Il is the third person singular pronoun meaning he. It is the subject of the verb. Est is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question. Il est où? Where is he? The sentence uses the il, he, pronoun, and the est is verb in the present tense. The où, where, interrogative pronoun acts as the subject. This creates a simple question about the location of a male person. Où est-il? Where is he? This is a simple question asking for the location of a male individual. Où means where, and functions as an interrogative adverb, introducing the question. Est is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Être. To be. It is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun. Il. He. Il. Is the third person singular subject pronoun representing the male individual being asked about. Est-il. Is a contracted form, where the subject pronoun il is joined with the verb e for emphasis. Où est elle? Where is she? This sentence is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun où, where, and the verb être to be in the third person singular feminine form. The subject pronoun elle, she, is placed after the verb. Où en étais-je? Where was I? This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. The imperfect tense is often used to describe a situation or a background event. Breakdown. Où en étais-je? This literally translates to, where was I in? The verb être to be in the imperfect tenses était and a is a pronoun meaning in it or in this. The sentence is an idiomatic expression, meaning it doesn't translate directly word for word. In this context, unitized is a question asking, where was I at? Or, where did I leave off? This phrase is often used when someone has been interrupted, or needs to get back on track. Où étais-je? Where was I? This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past. Où means where, and is an interrogative adverb. It's placed at the beginning of the sentence to indicate a question. Était is the imperfect form of the verb être to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je, I. Je is the subject pronoun, but it is omitted in this sentence because it is understood from the verb conjugation. Is the enclitic pronoun that attaches to the end of the verb. It indicates the subject of the verb. Était is the imperfect tense of the verb être in the first person singular. Je, I. Je is the subject pronoun, but it is omitted in this sentence because it is understood from the verb conjugation. Où est Omar? Where is Omar? This is a simple question asking for the location of someone named Omar. Où means where in French. It is used to ask about the location of something or someone. Est is the third person singular form of the verb être to be. It is used with the subject. Omar. Omar is the name of the person whose location is being asked about. The sentence follows the basic structure of a question in French. Question word plus verb plus subject. Réveille-toi. Wake up. This is a direct imperative command using the réveille-toi verb, which is the reflexive form of réveiller to wake up. The toi ending makes the verb reflexive and means yourself. Qui es-tu? Who are you? This sentence is a simple question asking for the identity of the person being addressed. Let's break it down. Qui? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning who. It functions as the subject of the sentence. Air. This is the third person singular form of the verb être to be in the present tense. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, qui. Tu. This is the personal pronoun you in the informal singular form. It functions as the direct object of the verb être. The sentence structure is quite basic. Subject plus verb plus object. The word order in French interrogative sentences is generally the same as in declarative sentences, but with the interrogative word at the beginning. Qui êtes-vous? Who are you? This is a simple question in French that directly translates to English. The qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who, functioning as the subject of the sentence. The et is the second person plural form of the verb être, to be. The vous is the second person plural pronoun, referring to you, plural. The question mark at the end signals that this is an interrogative sentence. T'es qui toi? You are who, you? This phrase is an informal and direct way of asking, who are you? Breakdown. T'es is a contraction of t'es, which means, you are. Qui means, who, and is used as an interrogative pronoun here. Toi is the emphatic form of tu, you, and is used to emphasize the person being addressed. Key concepts. Contractions. Contractions are common in spoken French, and are often used to make the language sound more natural. Interrogative pronouns. These pronouns are used to ask questions. Emphatic pronouns. These pronouns are used to emphasize the person or thing being referred to. Qui êtes-vous? Who are you? This sentence is a simple question asking for the identity of someone. Breakdown. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who, and is the subject of the sentence. Et is the second person plural form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the present tense. Vous is the second person plural pronoun, meaning you. In this context, it is used formally, and can be translated as you, or you all. The question is formed by placing the subject pronoun vous after the verb être. This is the typical structure for interrogative sentences in French. Qui es-tu? Who are you? This sentence asks for the identity of the person being addressed. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who? Is the third person singular form of the verb être. To be. Tu is the subject pronoun meaning you. The sentence uses the interrogative pronoun qui, followed by the conjugated verb être, and the subject pronoun tu, in the correct order for a question in French. Qui a triché? Who cheated? This sentence is a simple interrogative sentence in French, asking, who cheated? Qui is the interrogative pronoun, meaning, who, in English. A is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, in the present tense. This is used in the compound tenses in French. Tricher is the past participle of the verb tricher, to cheat. Together, the sentence is asking, who cheated, using the past participle to indicate that the action of cheating has already happened. Qui l'a dessiné? Who drew it? This sentence is asking, who the artist is of a drawing. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who. It is the subject of the sentence, and is asking a question about the person who performed the action. Elle is a contraction of le, the masculine singular definite article, and a, The masculine singular direct object pronoun. It is the direct object of the verb. It means it. Ah. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Dessiné. Meaning, to draw. It is conjugated in the present tense. Dessiné. Is the past participle of. Dessiné. It is used in the past tense form of the verb. Qui s'est échappé? Who escaped? The sentence is in the passé composé. A verb tense used to describe completed actions in the past. The verb is échappé. To escape, conjugated in the passé composé. Form with the auxiliary verb être. To be, and the past participle échappé. The pronoun qui. Who is the subject of the sentence, and the verb is in the interrogative form, indicating a question.
Réveillez-vous.
Wake up. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Réveillez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Réveillez.
To wake up. It's in the second person plural, meaning it's addressing multiple people.
Vous
is the pronoun, you, in the plural.
Réveillez-vous
literally means, wake yourselves up. In English, we use the shorter, wake up. But the meaning is the same.
Attends.
Wait. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Attends
is the second person singular present tense of the verb.
Attends.
Which means, to wait.
Qui l'a fait?
Who did it? This is a simple question in French, using the interrogative pronoun.
Qui.
Which means, who. The verb.
A fait.
Is the past participle of the verb
faire,
meaning to do or to make. In this case, it's conjugated in the past tense, indicating a completed action. The sentence literally translates to who did it, asking the subject of the action.
Qui a fait ça?
Who did that? This sentence is a simple question in the
passé composé.
Past perfect tense.
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence.
A
is the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the third person singular, he slash she slash it slash one, in the
passé composé.
Faire is the past participle of the verb faire. To do slash to make.
Ça
is a pronoun meaning that. The
passé composé
is used to describe completed actions in the past. The auxiliary verb avoir is used with most verbs in the
passé composé.
The past participle of the main verb agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun if one is present. In this case, the object, that, is not specified, so the past participle, fait, remains in the masculine singular form.
Qui détient cela?
Who holds that? This sentence is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun.
Qui.
Which means, who. The verb.
Détient.
Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Détenir,
which means, to hold, or, to possess. The word,
cela,
is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, that. It is used to refer to something that has already been mentioned, or is clearly understood by the speaker and listener. The sentence structure is simple and straightforward. Interrogative pronoun plus verb plus pronoun.
Q.
Qui t'a vu? Who saw you? This is a simple interrogative sentence in the passé composé.
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence.
De
is a contraction of
de,
which is the object pronoun for you, and
a,
which is the auxiliary verb avoir in the third person singular.
Vu
is the past participle of the verb
voir,
meaning to see. So, literally, the sentence is, who has seen you?
Qui s'est arrêté?
Who stopped? This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished.
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence.
C'est
is a contraction of
se,
which is the reflexive pronoun
se,
meaning himself slash herself slash itself slash themselves, and the verb
être
to be. It is used with the reflexive verb
arrêter,
meaning to stop.
Arrêter
is the past participle of the reflexive verb
arrêter,
to stop. Key concept: reflexive verbs in French are verbs that are performed by the subject on itself. The reflexive pronoun
se
must be used with these verbs.
Qui va cuisiner?
Who is going to cook? This sentence is in the interrogative form, asking a question.
Qui
translates to who and is the subject of the sentence.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb aller, which means to go, but in this context, it indicates future action. It can be translated as is going to.
Cuisiner
is the infinitive form of the verb to cook and indicates the action being performed. The sentence literally translates to who is going to go to cook? But the phrase
allez cuisiner
is commonly used in French to mean to cook.
Qui va y aller?
Who is going to go there?
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb aller, to go, in the present tense. This form is used with the pronoun il, he, elle, she, on, one, or a noun in the third person singular.
E
is a pronoun that stands for there. It can be translated into English as there, to that place, or to it, depending on the context.
Allez
means to go. This verb is used with a preposition to indicate direction. The whole sentence is in the interrogative, question, form.
Qui est là?
Who is there? The sentence is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun
qui,
who, and the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense.
Là
is an adverb that translates to there. This question is used to ask who is present at the moment.
A qui es?
This belongs to whom? The sentence uses the
a
preposition, which means to or for in English. Here, it is used to indicate possession. The pronoun
qui
means who.
The
s is a contraction of
est-ce,
which means is it that or is it true that, and is used to ask a question. So the entire sentence means to whom does this belong, or who does this belong to.
Lave-toi.
This means wash yourself. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Lento is the imperative form of the verb.
Laver.
To wash.
Toi.
Is the object pronoun meaning yourself.
C'est à qui?
This is whose. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of c'est.
Ce.
This and est.
Eh.
Is. It indicates that the following noun is the subject of the sentence.
A.
A. Is the preposition to, but in this case, it is used to show possession.
Qui.
Qui. Is the interrogative pronoun, who. It is used to ask about the owner of something. Explanation. The sentence is asking who the owner of something is. It is used to determine who something belongs to. Example.
C'est à qui,
si livre.
C'est à qui, ce livre.
Whose book is this?
Cela ira-t-il?
Will that work? This sentence uses the
futur simple
tense, which is used for future actions. The verb
aller
means to go, but in this case, it's used in an idiomatic way to mean, will it work? The pronoun
il
refers to the unspecified object that the question is about.
Cela passera-t-il?
This will pass. The sentence, cela passera-t-il, is a question in the future tense.
Cela
means this, and it is the subject of the sentence.
Passera
is the future tense of the verb.
Passer,
which means to pass.
Te
is a grammatical element used in questions in the future tense.
Il
is the pronoun, it, which is the subject of the sentence. The pronoun is omitted in spoken French. Is the question mark. The sentence, cela passera-t-il, could be translated as, will this pass? Or, is this going to pass?
Cela s'adaptera-t-il?
Will this fit? This sentence is a question in the future tense.
Cela.
Cela. Is a pronoun meaning this or it.
S'adaptera. S'adaptera.
Is the third person singular form of the future tense of the reflexive verb.
S'adapter.
Meaning to adapt or to fit. The reflexive pronoun si.
Se.
Is attached to the verb to form the reflexive form.
Til.
Til. Is a grammatical element that is added to the verb in questions in the third person singular. It indicates that the subject is he or it.
Irez-vous?
Will you go? This is a simple question using the future tense.
Irez
is the future tense of the verb.
Aller.
To go, conjugated in the second person plural, you, formal or plural.
Vous
is the pronoun for you, formal or plural.
Vous
can be used to address one person formally or multiple people, and the verb conjugation remains the same. Key concept. Future tense in French is formed by adding the appropriate ending to the infinitive of the verb.
Iras-tu?
Will you go? This sentence uses the
futur simple
tense, which is formed by combining the
futur stem
of the verb with the appropriate
personal pronoun.
The
futur stem
of the verb, or le
toujours,
is
le personal pronoun.
In this sentence is to
you.
So, The complete conjugation of the verb, order, in the future simple tense for the second person singular. You, is, eras. Will you go there? This sentence uses the informal to form of you, suggesting a close relationship between the speaker and the listener. Breakdown. T is a contraction of to and e, meaning you and there, respectively. Ogra is the future tense of the verb on, to go. To is the pronoun you in the future tense. E indicates the direction there. Key concepts. Informal address, the use of to is a key feature of French, indicating informality and closeness in the relationship between the speaker and the listener. Contraction, the combination of to and e into te is a common contraction in French future tense. The use of the future tense in ogra indicates that the action of going to the place is planned for the future.
Vous y rendrez-vous?
Will you go there? This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by using the future stem of the verb plus the appropriate ending.
Vous
is the subject pronoun, you, formal or plural. E is a pronoun meaning there or to it, and refers to a previously mentioned place or thing.
Ogre
is the future stem of the verb
on,
to go, to return, to give back.
Vous
is the future tense ending for the pronoun you, formal or plural. The literal translation is you will go to it.
Travaille lentement.
The sentence means work slowly. The sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown.
Travail
is the verb.
Travailler
in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun to you is implied but not stated.
Lot more
is an adverb meaning slowly.
Travailler lot more.
Work slowly. This sentence is an imperative, which means it is a command. The verb is
travailler,
which means to work. The verb is conjugated in the
to
form, which is the informal singular, you. The adverb
lot more
means slowly and modifies the verb. The sentence is a simple imperative sentence. The verb is in the imperative mood, and the subject is implied, you.
Lavez-vous.
Wash yourselves. This is an imperative verb in the
vous
form, which means you, plural or formal singular. The verb
laver
means to wash. The
vous
ending on the verb indicates that it is addressed to the listener. S.
Dégrand.
You are tall. Breakdown.
Tu
is the informal pronoun for you. Is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense.
Grand
is an adjective that means tall or large. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb agrees with the subject. In the singular form, informal address.
To
is used for informal address, typically between friends or family members.
Do egg odd.
You are tall.
Do.
Is the informal pronoun for you. It is used when addressing someone you know well, such as a friend or family member. Is the third person singular form of the verb. To be.
Odd.
Is the feminine form of the adjective. Tall. The sentence is in the present tense, and is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact about the subject.
Vous êtes.
You are tall. This sentence is in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It is used to address someone you don't know well, or someone who is older than you.
Et
is the conjugated form of the verb.
Et
to be, in the present tense, second person plural, formal. Is an adjective meaning tall or big. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Vous.
Which is understood as masculine plural in this context.
Vous êtes odd.
You are tall. This sentence uses the formal
vous
form of the verb
être
to be, which is conjugated as
être
in the present tense. The adjective
odd
tall agrees in gender with the subject.
Vous.
You.
Vous êtes.
You are tall. This sentence uses the formal vous.
Vous.
Which is used to address someone with respect.
Êtes.
Êtes. Is the conjugated form of the verb être.
Êtes.
To be, in the present tense, second person plural. Brands. Is the masculine plural form of the adjective brand. Tall.
Vous êtes odd.
You are tall. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb être, to be, which is used to address more than one person in a formal context, or to address a single person in a formal context. The verb être is conjugated in the present tense, and it agrees in number and gender with the subject, which is
vous.
You. The adjective brand, tall, agrees in number and gender with the subject, which is feminine plural.
Tu es fou.
You are crazy. This sentence is quite simple and uses a basic grammatical structure.
Tu.
Tu is the informal pronoun for you. You would use this with someone you know well, like a friend or family member.
Is.
Is the conjugated form of the verb être.
Être.
To be, in the present tense, second person singular. Since tu is singular, the verb must also be singular.
Fou.
Fou. Is an adjective meaning crazy or mad. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, so it's fou.
Fou.
Because tu is masculine. The entire sentence is a simple subject verb adjective structure.
Tu as triché.
You cheated.
Tu
is the informal pronoun for you in the singular. It is used with someone you know well, or someone younger than you.
As
is the present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated in the second person singular. In this sentence,
as
is used to create the perfect tense.
Tricher.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Tricher.
To cheat. The past participle is used with
avoir
to form the perfect tense. So, the sentence literally means, you have cheated. The perfect tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is completed. In this case, the action of cheating is completed.
Vous avez triché.
You cheated. Breakdown.
Vous
is the formal plural pronoun meaning you, and is used to address someone with respect.
Avez
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the formal plural form.
Triché
is the past participle of the verb
triché.
To cheat. Key concept. The past participle
triché
is used to form the passé composé tense in French. The passé composé is a common tense used to describe completed actions in the past.
Vous êtes évanoui.
You fainted. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. The verb is
évanouir,
which means to faint. In the passé composé, it is conjugated with the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, and the past participle
évanoui.
Vous is the subject pronoun, you, in the formal form. The sentence structure is subject plus auxiliary verb plus past participle.
Nous nous en soucions.
We care about it. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun
nous,
which means we, and the verb
soucier,
which means to worry or to care. The is a pronoun here that refers to something that was previously mentioned or understood in context. The final
nous
makes the verb reflexive, meaning that the action of worrying or caring is directed back towards the subject.
Nous.
We. The sentence literally means, we worry ourselves about it.
Vous êtes évanoui.
You fainted. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the reflexive verb
s'évanouir,
which means to faint. The subject pronoun
vous
is used, which is the formal you in French, but can be used to address someone you don't know very well or in a more formal context. The verb
s'évanouir
is in the passé composé, past perfect tense, which is formed by using the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, in the past participle form
été,
and the past participle form of the verb
évanoui.
Since the subject pronoun is feminine, the past participle
évanoui
agrees in gender with the subject pronoun.
Tu me fais mal.
You are hurting me. This is a simple sentence using the
tu
form of the verb
faire,
which means to do or to make. This is the informal form of you and is used to address someone you know well.
Mal
means pain or hurt.
Tu me fais mal
literally translates to you make me pain, but the natural translation is you are hurting me. The verb
faire
is used in this case to express the action of causing pain.
Vous me faites mal.
You are hurting me. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
faire
in the present tense, which means to do or to make. In this case, it translates to you are hurting because the verb is conjugated in a way that indicates an ongoing action.
Mal
means bad or pain. When used in this context, it translates to me because it is a direct object pronoun that follows the verb. Tu m'as fait mal. You hurt me. This sentence is in the past tense, meaning the action of hurting has already happened. Tu.
Tu.
Is the informal pronoun for you, and is used with someone you know well.
M'as.
Ma. Is a contraction of me as.
M'a.
Me.
Me.
Is the direct object pronoun, and indicates that you are the one who did the action.
As.
As. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have, for the pronoun, to.
To.
Fait.
Fait.
Is the past participle of the verb faire.
Faire.
To do, to make.
Mal.
Mal. Means pain or hurt, and is used in this context to indicate that the action caused physical or emotional discomfort.
Vous m'avez fait mal.
You hurt me. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It's made up of two parts.
1.
The auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the present tense.
Avez.
You have. 2. The past participle of the main verb.
Fait.
Done.
Mal.
Means bad or hurt in this case. It functions as a direct object, meaning it's the thing that is being affected by the action of the verb.
Garde-le.
Keep it. The sentence uses the
impératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Garde
is the
impératif
form of the verb
garder.
To keep, in the second person singular form, you.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, standing in for the object that is being kept.